KW Mobile.
TJW, KN4, VWA.
What's new?
Are you on the radio? You're supposed to be up computering it, man. You don't have time to come up for air. It's Friday. This is a work day.
I broke out. I went over the fence or under the gate or through the tunnel. Now I'm getting my one of two C-19 shots here in about 12 minutes. And then I got to go back on June the 11th to get two of two.
Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson?
Johnson, but one of the guys at work told me, you know, that's only 12% better than a 50-50 chance that it works. So it's good that I couldn't get the one that I wanted. I'm getting Moderna.
Moderna's real good. It's up around 96-97% efficacy.
Yeah, that's what he told me. So, a good thing I didn't have a choice. I'd have made the wrong one.
The Moderna?
That's affirmative. In another 11 minutes. Can you tell I'm a little bit nervous about it?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's about 20 or 25% of the population has a negative reaction to it. I tell you what, it put my wife down for an entire 3-day weekend. Hopefully that won't be the case with you.
The first one or the second one?
Put her down for about, 36 hours. The second one put her down for 4 days.
Oh, boy. The first one didn't, the first one made my wife's arm sore, really, really sore for like 4 or 5 days. The second one put her down, knocked her out, off her feet for 2 days straight. She's in the bed. Could not get up.
Okay, well, then she falls into a classification of about 15%, I believe it is. But about 25 or 30% get symptoms like Sue had, and it was pretty tough. You probably won't get a thing. You know, the rest of the population, they get it, and they might get a little sore spot on their arm and complain about, my arm's stiff a little bit, and it hurts a little bit. Hopefully that'll be you.
That's what I'm hoping for. Anyway, you got this other one about ready to fly yet? Or is it going to be ready to fly by the weekend?
Of everything, completely ready to go, and I ordered some props. And the props are supposed to be here today, but I haven't seen them. And I had ordered another prop here about a week ago, and it came in. Turns out it was a pusher instead of a pull. A 9 by 4.7 pusher.
You can use a pusher prop. You just reverse two leads on your speed control, and your P factor's on the other side of your plane. Instead of going down the left side of the plane, it goes down the right side of the plane. These planes, you can't even tell that P factor anyway, so you can use pushers or pull, or tractors or pushers, either one, doesn't matter.
Well, in that case, I'd forgotten that because I'd gotten the motor set up wrong anyhow to begin with, and I reversed the two leads and got it going the right way. What I've got is a 9 by 4.7.
I know back in the days, the Webra 28, Speed 28 and Speed 32, those were hot props, man. we went through tons of those things because they would really make it fly. They would rip and roar around the field. So that's a good one. If this is anything like a Speed, if this motor is like a Speed 28, like a Webra Speed 28 or Speed 32, which I think it is.
What I'm gonna do, as I head back from this train show, I'm going to a train show in Easley, and on my way back, I'm going to stop in there at the Hobby Connection, and I'm going to see if they haven't got an 8.6. Isn't that what you're running, an 8.6?
Yeah. Mine's kind of a different kind of a shape, though, 8.6. I don't know. I think it's meant for low noise or something like that. Anyway, I'm parking, so I'm getting out. So, I'm going to go get my shot. Anyway, talk to you later if I'm still on the earth. K4VWA, W4DJW.
Goes real well for you. I pick up a prop and we can go fly either tomorrow evening or Sunday evening, bud. K4VWA, clear. Hope it goes well.